This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
When we rush through our days too busily, surprise us, O God. When troubles are heavy to carry, when loneliness pursues us, when weariness marks our service, when we stumble on our way to you, as we keep searching for truth, walk closely with us, God. As we journey into unknown territory, as we open ourselves to new directions, as we try to bring life to others, as we accept your constant love for us, God of our journeys, fill us with hope in your abiding presence throughout all the days of our lives. Amen. Good morning. This always presents a challenge to us in our denominational churches on this fourth Sunday of Advent in Year of Matthew, because we always try to keep Advent, Advent, and Christmas, Christmas, and the church throws us a curveball and gives us a nativity story on the fourth Sunday of Advent. So we could light the lights and turn everything on and just get it over with today, I guess. But there is an Advent message that is contained here that is very important for us. And to bring that point home today, I need a volunteer. Somebody who likes to play games. Okay, Brian, come on up. You need to face the congregation. And whatever you do, do not turn around. As we put up the first slide. Now, we are going to show some pictures. We're going to describe these pictures. And once we're finished showing these pictures and describing them, you're supposed to guess without looking what the pictures are of.
Okay.
Got it?
Think so.
Okay. Turn around and it's 10 years in purgatory. Okay. Ready? First one. How would you describe that?
Scary.
Scary. All right. Pretty scary to me. All right. Next one. Oh my gosh. Frightening. Terrifying. Oh. I wouldn't want to meet that one on the street. All right, let's see the next one. Oh, my gosh. You thought one was bad? Wow. This is horrific. Oh, my gosh. Well, get rid of that one. Go to the next one. Oh, my gosh. I'll never go in the water again. This is terrible. Oh, my gosh. What could that be?
The only thing that comes to mind is me, but that's okay.
And it's not you.
Thank God.
Do, 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 do.
My voice would be bad, too. Let's see. Scary. My mother's voice would be worse. I have no idea.
That's probably the best answer you could come up with. Why don't you turn around and see what it is? Can you flip back through the other ones so we could see those? All right. Thank you. And you're wondering, why on earth did he do that? And it's not because it's the fourth Sunday of Advent and I've run out of things to say. If there would be any creature on earth that would less likely make us feel scared, terrified, or horrified or any of those synonyms, without a doubt, it's a little baby. A baby can turn the biggest sourpuss and depressed or downhearted person into a smiling baby lover in an instant. Did you ever think that maybe that's why God chose to come to us in that way? It has a lot to do with God's desire to help us to understand that there is no need for fear. There is nothing to be afraid of when God is with us. This nativity story that we just listened to is an important one, especially as it begins. This is how the birth of Jesus took place. Now, we're in the Advent season still. And you know, in Advent, we celebrate Jesus came 2,000 years ago. We celebrate Jesus is going to come back again at the end of time. But then there's that middle one about Jesus continuing to enter into our hearts. And if Jesus is going to enter into our hearts, we get some clues as to how that's supposed to happen, how it can happen in the gospel today. And it's through our very own patron saint, the hero of Matthew's first chapter, Saint Joseph. We begin with the 18th verse. The 17 verses before are that beautiful genealogy of Jesus' family tree that we talked about 2 weeks ago. And it ends with proving that Jesus has royal lineage, and his immediate predecessor, where he gets that from, is not Mary, but Joseph. Joseph has this incredibly important role to play in Jesus, not only through lineage, but through his life. Now here we have Joseph waking up in the middle of the night. You know, we should have a Christmas card with this one because it's so crucial to the story. Joseph can't sleep. He has this vision. He has this dream. And what does the voice say? Do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife. Why would he be afraid? Well, she's pregnant. And he knows he's not the father. And if you look back in the Old Testament, both of them could have been stoned to death for this to have taken place. He is going to risk his life. He's going to risk his reputation. He's going to risk his career. After all, who's going to want to hire this carpenter who's done this to this woman? It's a horrible thing. So there is amount of fear you cannot imagine in what Joseph is going through. But he continues to do what he knows God is calling him to do and knows that God is going to be with him. It's the way Matthew brings Emmanuel, God with us, into this memory bank of their scriptural memory of back when they were going to cross the Red Sea and God was with them, opened a way for them. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, into the burning fire they go because they believe God was going to be with them. It goes throughout. David going up before Goliath because God was with him. And now Joseph knows God is with him. And so that fear goes away, and look what happens as a result. We are going to get this fear message so many times. It's back in Isaiah. When the angel appears to Mary at the Annunciation, do not be afraid, Mary. Joseph, do not be afraid, Joseph. And then he's going to be called to take her into Egypt. Then he's going to be called to bring her back and the child. Then he's going to be called to take him to the temple at the age of 12. And he continues to let that fear be pushed aside because God is with him. The shepherds, we're going to hear about that Christmas night. Go unto Bethlehem. Don't be afraid. So what's the Advent message for us? If you want to let Christ more into your heart, pray that God remove the fears, whatever they are. Whatever they are right now for you. Let God enter in because God is already with us. You know, we celebrate on this fourth Sunday. It's hidden behind the screen, but this is the Sunday of love, as we said when we did the Advent wreath. I always go back in my own life whenever fear comes in to that great line from 1 John. Perfect love casts out all fear. Wherever there is fear, let the image of that baby, the one whom we do not need to be afraid of, let him enter therein, and let his perfect love enable you to open that place for him. Amen.